Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Can you hear it? That's how I be testing out my mic. So, anyways, welcome. Thank you for coming to this new concept I've developed. This is probably episode 2. I don't want to confuse nobody, but hey, I don't know what to tell you. Deal with it. It is an episode. These episodes don't have any dependencies on one another. They're just standalones. Pick a name that resonates with you and see if it meets your situation as well. That's how I'm helping the shared consciousness, raising the vibration. Let's get to it. I'll leave the overlying theme of this message to the outro. Okay, toodles. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. So, hello and happy birthday, BCP. Thank you so much for reaching out to have your birthday card pulled. And I'm really excited for you because you may be the only one we have today. Let's cross our fingers. Because if you are, that means that you're going to get a very special reading, meaning that I'm going to dig deep for you. I'm going to dig deep. I'm going to pull a card, of course, from the today. I'm going to use the Food Healing Oracle deck, and you might be familiar with this deck. I've used it quite often in the metaverse. And we're going to pull this card and I'm going to see what this has to do with you. So happy birthday again. I wish you nothing but the best. Please hold on to this message as the theme for your year and what they really want you to be honed in on. Be honed in on? Be, I don't know. This is what they want you to hone in on. And let's see what they're saying for you. Okay, B, let's do this. All right. So the card that I pulled for you was community. It was the Cherries card. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So you already know what this concept of community means. I'm looking up the definition to pull the energy of it. And you already know how important community is. And, you know, what you seek in this world will require community. And you know how you know? Because you feel isolated right now. And you feel like you don't want to be social with other people. So you are, shrinking is the word that they're saying. And they want you to come back out. And they want you to seek community. And you've probably already been thinking about doing this, but they're saying yes. That's us talking to you. That's what we want you to do, darling. That's what we want you to do. We want you to seek community. So, where are you going to find them? Well, you don't really want to expose yourself right away. That's quite evident. And how do you join a community that allows you to be yourself, even if that means you're withdrawn at first? How, you know, look for the community that's going to allow B to be B. You get what I'm saying? That's going to allow you to slowly enter, make the observations you need to make in life. And with the thought process of knowing that this will eventually lead you to the right people, the people that understand who you are, they get it, and they support it. Because right now, you know, you just need community because it is the cornerstone to joy and to a meaningful life. I promise you this. And then eventually you're going to have to make the choice that you need to be seen. Okay, quite frankly, period. Okay, we're giving you some time, but eventually you're going to have to allow yourself to be seen. You're not going to be able to go it alone. Okay. That's it, period. So it also says you can also choose to create your own community. How? Hello, that sounds very interesting. You can start your own community. You ever thought of that? What could that possibly be? B. So it's all about surrounding yourself. You know, quite frankly, this is about surrounding yourself with people that's going to build you up. Period, point blank. Boop, 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 boop. They have to be people that support you. You hear Erica in the background doing window seat? Oh my God, why is that so loud? I thought I had it at zero. That might be a sign. Who knows? Synchronicity. Never know. She's talking about isolation. Why was window seat playing? That's your jam, huh? Jal, I'm going to put that song right at the end of this reading, if it lets me, Jal. Yeah, I'm going to make that about the overarching thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is about you playing window seat too many times. Don't want nobody next to me. Hello, I can understand it. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Boom, boom. Boom. And you can end it, banner, banner. You know what I'm saying? I can understand it. I can understand it. I can, honey. But right now they're telling you, you need other people. You need to be around other people, honey. So do what you gotta do to make that happen, baby. And once again, happy birthday to your upcoming. I wish you nothing but the best success in life. You know, and just keep on being beautiful. Shit, that's what they want you to know. Okay? Toodles! So basically, you know, I was trying to get window seat to play, and then there was an integration situation, and I decided, you know what, I'm not down for that. I'm not, if, you know, I could get into it, but I'm not. I'm going to just, why do I have to log in to my Spotify account? This is being published through my Spotify account. Hello, Jack, man. Anyway, we'll put that on the blooper reel. Or not. Anyway, so the overarching theme here, I think we could see, which is quite evident, is this concept of isolation. And we've all had our opportunity to isolate over the past 3 or 4 years. I don't even know how many years anymore. We'll say 3 years. And we've become accustomed to it. And we're trying to figure out, how do we integrate back into community? Is it safe? What can we do? And I think this is impacting us all. And so we have this concept of, I'm just going to continue to stay by myself with myself, or with the bubble that I'm completely comfortable with, because it'll be easier if. And in turn, you are taking that language of the if and making it into a reality for yourself. So if anyone is interested, if anyone in the sound or the waves that are coming your way, please remember to every once in a while get a middle seat. Yuck. But you got to do it. You got to force yourself into the uncomfortable parts. You got to force yourself into feeling the energy of others around you. And I say that because I know what I'm talking about personally. And with that, gratitude, ending this one. Love you all.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple, and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.